I loved it in Real Husbands of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Arsenio comes to Kevin Hart's door and has Craig Robinson introduce him.
Oh, that's funny.
Arsenio! It walks in the house with the woof, 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 woof.
Just like the old days.
Like Craig
just
Robinson
like
is,
back in the day.
Is his hype man, you know?
like Craig was J. Anthony Brown.
Yeah, right.
J. Anthony Brown. J. Anthony Brown got a place in my personal history. I've never had a man make me my wardrobe and write my monologue in one night.
That's a skill. That's a skill.
I swear to God, I walked out. I was clean. I was clean as a board of health. And they said, what is that, Versace? I'm like, that's Brown, brother.
Arsenio is hosting the BET Honors. It airs next Monday, March 14th.
They finally got a chance.
Patty?
Yeah, because
Eric Holden.
They flew me in there. They flew me in there first, and then we had that snowstorm.
Oh, yeah,
because BET don't watch the weather. There was no reason for us to plan the honors. We wasn't honoring nobody, and CNN Weather told us that. I watched the news, and they showed the sprinter that our president was riding in. Right. He couldn't get back to the White House. How they think Patti LaBelle gonna come if we can't get Barack Obama back to Michelle? It was crazy. But let me tell y'all something. I've never been prouder to be associated with something. When it finally went down, we shot it this past weekend. It's on March 14th, like Tom just said. And it reminded me when you were playing Jody Watley and Howard Hewitt doing that two-part harmony, because they put together a reunion of the deal, first of all. And if you're from where I'm from, my first gig as a comic was with the deal and Johnny Gill in Ohio. And to see L.A. back on drum and Face with a guitar and them doing some of those classics we remember, it was amazing. But from beginning to end, this show is unbelievable. A tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. There's an incredible tribute that Fantasia. Now, by the way, when you do a tribute to Patti LaBelle, you gotta really look long and hard as to who going to do it. Because
that's true.
Everybody can't
everybody
do it.
Everybody can't do that.
Everybody can't play with that. That's nothing to play with.
Sierra is very attractive, but you can't call her. You can't call her. They called Fantasia, and y'all, that girl sang her face off. She did some stuff I ain't never seen a singer do, and then she blew and her bangs flew up. She did some special effects type stuff while she was singing. I say all that to say I was so proud because and the diversity of our people to have Eric Holder and to have writers and a financial consultant.
Melody.
A lot of people don't know
Melody Hobson.
Melody Hobson, yeah. And hey, Melody Hobson's so bad, she brought her husband with her. Mr. Lucas was there. She brought George Lucas. You know that's her husband, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and George Lucas, I thanked him for making sure black people are in the future because most white men don't care. And he made sure we was going to be in the future, and she made sure that he made sure. It was funny because he was clapping for everything. I didn't even know that George Lucas knew who Usher was. And George Lucas took a U out of from under his shirt and spun it around while Usher was singing. I didn't even know he knew Usher. He's bad. I like George Lucas.
Melody made sure he knew Usher.
Okay.
Yeah. So she tricked him. Right. Melody told George Lucas they was going to the gym, and all of a sudden he saw 300 black people, and he was like, oh, no, not this again.
And your boy Lee Daniels is being honored.
Yes, Lee is being honored, and he did a very brave speech,
powerful testimony, didn't he, Arsenio?
Yes, and what I didn't know, here's the connection of the people being honored.
Right.
Patti LaBelle on one side of the honoree row got Lee off the crack pipe. I didn't know any of that.
Wow.
No, that's
wow.
True.
Everybody got quiet. They said, is he lying? Are we going to be sued? Or did this really happen? No, Patti LaBelle got Lee off the crack pipe.
He called
and
her
they
in the
talked
middle of
about
the night.
It on the honors.
Yeah. He called. He made that 3 a.m. call, right?
Yes. Oh, how'd you know?
Well, I have people I know, and people told me.
Oh,
she's ready.
So you know the crack dealer.
I have been been accused of being a crackhead by J. Anthony Brown. Yes, Arsenio, thank you.
The crack dealer, you know.
I knew the dealer.
I'm sorry, dealer, Jay, you were about to say, Jay was about to say something, I interrupted him, I'm sorry.
I said you have a relationship with Patti LaBelle because you actually went on the road with her in the beginning and she told you to be yourself. I remember you telling us that story about her.
When you were busy sewing,
I was writing jokes and sewing.
Yes, I used to open for Patti. That was my girl. I mean, she taught me so much, and she gave me a job when I really, really needed one. By the way, last time I was on the Tom Joyner Show, Jay, you were on vacation. I farted in your chair.
Just like the old days.
Ain't nothing changed.
I had to come to a truthful moment with you. It's been bothering me. I farted in your chair.
You used to do in the writer's room, y'all.
Arsenio!
We'll look for you on the 14th on BET. Thanks, Arsenio.
Yeah, y'all check it out. I love you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
All right, man. Anytime. Anytime, eh?